It's the 70th anniversary of the Bell Bay Aluminium Smelter. 70 years, that's a lot of aluminium. It's also a lot of change. And if you want to get to know a place, yeah, you can take a tour of the grounds. Or you can meet the people.
Hello. Hello, Heather.
Yes.
I'm Penny. How are you?
I found you.
Who's this?
Max.
Look at that, Max.
Look at this. We've got three GMs walked into a Zoom room.
Hi. I'm blown away.
Come on through. Welcome to the 1980s. It even smells like the 1980s.
Hello. I'm looking for Andrew Taylor.
You are. Ah,
how are you?
Jeff. G'day. I'm Kenny. How are you going?
And I tell you what, the people delivered. Hello, my name is Penny Terry and this is Hotspots. It's a podcast that looks back on the stories, the successes, the stresses over 70 years of this smelter operating in Bell Bay. And as you may well know, the name Hotspots has its own history too.
Kevin Whittaker was the man that did Hotspots and had his own camera. And I remember as a kid, my brother won an eight-ball table in a fishing competition and Kevin came to the house and took all these photos and it appeared in the Hotspots. And my father, who's 86, still looks at old Hotspot stuff from this site.
So what was it?
It was our newsletter, weekly newsletter, but the front page always told you who was in hospital, what ward they were in and when they were coming out, and the back page was always about things for sale. But then it always had every single department on site, had photographs and off-site stuff, on-site stuff. But it was a full-time role.
And now Hotspots is back. Welcome to the brand new audio edition. And while we have ditched the for-sale items, the stories are stronger than ever about the history, the heat and the heart of this place.
If we hadn't been able to correct that, the place would have shut down, and I can't imagine that we would have been prepared to spend the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars needed to get it going again.
Can I say, oh shit? It was very daunting, to be honest with you.
First day I got there, I went to crib room, first crib. I didn't know you. Everyone had a certain seat. So I sits down this seat, I didn't know him. I'm eating away and this bloke come in. They called him Dutchie. He's looking at me. I said, oh, g'day, mate. And he's looking. Next minute, he sits down on the floor beside me and started eating his crib.
I hear you've got a title as Rio expert. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Did you?
Hand on.
Yeah.
It was a very long corridor with tradespeople on both sides. And as I walked in on my first day at sort of 7 o'clock in the morning, there was a hissing. And there was a hissing as I walked the length of it, which took about 2 or 3 minutes.
But interestingly, it was when the cameras had all gone and the media and the politicians had left, I walked around the site and one of the tradesmen just came up to me and just shook my hand and said, thank you.
Over 5 episodes, we'll hear from a range of people who've been impacted by the smelter or made their impact on the smelter. There'll be some great yarns from some of the longest serving employees.
When you walked into the smelter, there was a great big reception desk and you sat behind that in your country road uniform with your pearls on.
We'll also hear about some of the big innovations that have happened on site.
That's a perfect example of something that we've done here down in Little Tassie that has been shared with our colleagues across the world.
There are stories from those who work alongside family.
We talk a lot in our own lingo, I guess. So if Danica's boyfriend's here and we're chatting about GPs and CTMs and anodes and, you know, all these acronyms and things we use, everyone sort of looks at you like, what planet are they on?
Plus, we'll go outside the gates and get the view from the community.
We invited Bell Bay Aluminium to come for the celebration lunch. Most of the mothers didn't want to sit down and talk because they were too afraid. It was the most beautiful thing at the end of it when everyone left and we were cleaning up and they just said, oh, you were right, they're really lovely.
And we'll get the view from the general manager's office.
I've got one more tip for you, Richard. Behind you is a safe, is that correct?
Correct.
I found somebody who can open that safe because I always wondered what was in that safe.
Probably got the titles and the deeds.
I don't know, it might have somebody's safety glasses and a cup of tea. I have no idea what's in there.
Will we find out? Maybe. One thing we'll be sure to find out is this.
I worked with some amazing people. I learnt from so many amazing people.
How important is that place to your life? How important has it been?
Oh, it's been everything. Yeah. Apart from my family, that's second to me. People laugh at me, but I don't care.
I hear stories that in many places you've got an industry and you've got community. Here there is constant dialogue and there is such connection, so the two are not separate.
From day one, you know, the smelter invested, both personally with people but also with dollars.
Made it even more important for me that I went down there and gave everything I had to make sure that that site, one, had a future and people were treated well, understanding what that place means to people.
Came in as a process operator and here it took me 30 years, but I'm superintendent nowadays, so, and there's lots of those stories, so, you know, there's lots of opportunity.
And the opportunity we have is to hear these stories and maybe remember our own as we celebrate the people and the moments that have helped shape not just an aluminium smelter, but a community. The first episode drops on the 1st of September and I don't want you to miss it, so hit follow now and then grab a friend's phone and a colleague's phone and hit follow on that too. And together, here on the Hotspots podcast, we'll share in 70 years of stories of Bell Bay Aluminium.